from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting the Orlando shooting, what we know. 29-year-old Omar Mateen, an American born to Afghan parents, opened fire in a nightclub in the U.S. city of Orlando, Florida, early Sunday, leaving 50 people dead and dozens more wounded. More than 300 people were at the club called Pulse, celebrating Latin night. Authorities say Mateen used a handgun and an AR-15 rifle during the attack that lasted about 3 hours. He held 30 hostages in that time who were rescued by police. Mateen died around 5 a.m. in a shootout with SWAT officers. Mateen called the 911 emergency number and claimed allegiance with Islamic State group. Islamic State later said through its media arm that the attack was carried out by one of its fighters. The exact level of their coordination, if any, is not yet clear. The FBI questioned Mateen in 2013 and 14, respectively, but investigators did not find evidence of illegal activity. VOA asked Seamus Hughes of George Washington University's program on extremism what makes it so difficult to preempt these sorts of shootings.
The issue always becomes, you know, when someone goes from radical thought to actual action. And that's what the FBI is trying to grapple with right now.
Law enforcement officials are also trying to determine the motive of a man who had an arsenal of weapons in his car who says he planned to attend the gay pride parade Sunday in Los Angeles, California. After receiving a call about a suspected prowler, police found possible explosives, assault rifles, and ammunition in a car belonging to James Howell. He's 20 years of age from the state of Indiana. The FBI has taken over the investigation. Howell told police he planned to attend the festival and made no reference to doing any harm. This is VOA News. Eritrea has accused Ethiopia of attacking its border, but officials in Addis Ababa said that they had no knowledge of the reported fighting. Eritrea won independence from Ethiopia in 1991 after 3 decades of war, but returned to battle in 1998-2000. A powerful bomb blast ripped through a commercial area of the Lebanese capital of Beirut on Sunday, damaging the Blom Bank, one of the country's largest. Beirut and its suburbs have been hit with a string of bombings that authorities have frequently linked to the civil war in nearby Syria. Iraq's army says it has secured a safe corridor for civilians out of the embattled western city of Fallujah, and a humanitarian agency says some 4,000 residents were able to flee in the past day. The Norwegian Refugee Council warned that available resources, including safe drinking water, would not meet refugee needs much longer. European football's governing body, UEFA, threatened Sunday to expel both Russia and England from Euro 2016 in France if their fans continue violent behavior. Dozens of people were injured in 3 days of violence, with worse incident in Marseille late Saturday after British and Russian soccer fans brawled inside and outside of the stadium.
Les événements qui se sont produits
French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve denounced the violence as unacceptable and referred to the instigators as drunk hordes. In Nice, violence between Northern Irish football fans and local residents injured several people. Police in Bangladesh arrested thousands of suspects in a nationwide sweep following violence against religious minorities and secular activists. Militants have been blamed for more than 30 deaths in Bangladesh since early last year, including bloggers, gay rights activists, Christians, and Hindus. Islamic State extremists have claimed responsibility for more than 20 of the killings. Japanese stocks led a plunge in Asian markets today, tracking a sell-off in the U.S. and Europe on renewed worries about the global economy and uncertainty over Britain's future in the European Union. Tokyo's Nikkei slid 3.5%, Hong Kong down 2.8%, Shanghai dropped 3.2%. Investor nerves are frayed by a series of opinion polls indicating Britain could vote to leave the EU. In sports news, pro hockey's Pittsburgh Penguins defeated the San Jose Sharks 3-1 Sunday night to win the National Hockey League Stanley Cup Championship Series 4-2. Pittsburgh's Sidney Crosby was the most valuable player. This is Pittsburgh's fourth league championship and its first since beating the Detroit Red Wings in the 2009 season. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.